Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. At the onset, the delegation of Kenya congratulates you on your appointment as the chair, and I assure you of my delegation's full support. Mr. Chairman, Kenya attaches great importance to this meeting. The relevance of BWC in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic has undoubtedly enhanced the impetus for greater cooperation and assistance under Article 10. Like all countries across the globe, Kenya has also not been spared from the raving impacts of COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to COVID-19, Kenya continues to experience sporadic outbreak of other infectious diseases such as corona, flatoxicosis, among others. This, coupled with the high burden of communicable diseases like malaria and HIV. Mr. Chairman, the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic highlights the potential of a highly infectious biological agents which can be weaponized. It has also reaffirmed the vital role of science, technology, and innovation, either in providing solutions to mitigate against pandemics, disaster, or breeding new threats such as outbreaks of infectious diseases, food sabotage, and mass destruction of human, animals, and plant lives. The ongoing pandemic has further made a compelling case for increased collaboration and assistance among BWC state parties through capacity building, infrastructure support, and provision of equipment. This is not only vital for saving lives, but also assist in managing the spread of the pandemic. Mr. Chairman, Kenya has been undertaking the following activities in the full implementation of Article 10. 1. Strengthening biosafety laboratories in the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock. 2. Procurement of buffer stocks of personal protective equipment and other medical supplies. 3. Capacity building of contact points from the relevant institutions to facilitate information sharing for confidence building measures. 4. Continuous capacity building of medical personnel, researchers, and students on biosafety and biosecurity. Mr. Chairman, Kenya expresses the appreciation of the assistance and cooperation with other state parties and relevant international organizations, as witnessed in Italia, capacity building in support of BWC implementation, strengthening preparedness to prevent and respond to threats involving biological agents, and in enhancing tools for awareness raising, as well as education and engagement. Additionally, Mr. Chairman, specific activities have included, with support from UNODA through the Implementation Support Unit, Kenya organized an online training workshop on the preparedness and submission of confidence-building measures under BWC. Kenya has also recently participated in workshops organized for the Republic of the Sudan and Mali to share Kenya's national experience on BWC CBMs. Kenya also made presentations on role of a competent authority as a focal point during the MX3 informal webinar held on 7th May 2021. The training on National Biosafety Authority Board members on gene editing technology was also supported by Biological Engagement Program. Then we have also received provisions of personal protective equipment, vaccine testing kits, as well as donation of vaccines to Kenya to address the COVID-19 pandemic continues to be received. Capacity building on biological threat targets, law enforcement, regulators, and respondents by United Nations Counterterrorism Center, upgrade and strengthening of the pathogen assets control systems, and sample management and receiving facility at KEMRI through DETRA and USA. In this regard, Kenya reiterates the call in Article 10 for enhanced cooperation to the further development and application of scientific discoveries in the field of bacteriological for the prevention of disease as well as other peaceful purposes. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, the COVID-19 pandemic serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of the full implementation of the Article 10 of this important convention. I thank you for your attention.